Now, in the last chapter, last two verses of same chapter, we come across some words.
Jara marana mokshaya mama shitya yatantiye te brahma tadbidhu krishamadhyatman karma chakilam.
He who holds on to me and overcomes old age and death. In him, Brahma exists, and he is the beginner of all the spiritual activities around the planet. This word we came across, Brahma. Now, sadhi bhutadi devang mang sadhi yagganche ye viduhu prayana kaleo pichamang te vidur yukta chetasaha. Sadhi bhutadi devang, with adibhutang and Daivang and Adidaivang, Adibhutang, Adidaivang, Adiyagna, you know, these words we are coming across. Prayanakale upi, Prayanakale means during the period of transition, Te Bidur Yukta Chetasaha. He keeps me in knowledge. Eighth chapter. Arjuna Vacha. Arjuna said, King Tad Brahma ki Adhyatmang King Karma Purushottama Adibhutang Cha King Praktam Adidaivang Kimuchyate. King Tad Brahma. What is Tad Brahma? What is Brahma? Kim Adhyatmang? What is Adhyatmang? What is spiritualism? If spiritualism is Adhyatma, of Adhyatma, the derivative meaning of Adhyatma, Adhi means same, Atma means soul. Same to the soul is called Adhyatma, that is spiritual, right? Which deals with the soul and not with the muscles only. Adhyatma. King Karma, and what is karma? Now you hear, that was his karma, that was my karma, everybody uses karma, you know, as he likes. But what is karma? Arjuna is asking Krishna, who spoke in Sanskrit language to each other. He is asking, what is karma? Okay. Purushottama means the best of the person. Adibhutam chakim. What is adibhuta? And what is adidaiva? You refer to, you use this word, adidaiva. What is that? Adiyagnaha kathang. Why there is adiyagna? And what does it mean? And where is that adhyagaha in the world of bodies? Dehas mean in this body where there is adhyagaha. Prayana kale cha kathang gyasini tat atmavi. And why during the period of transition you have to remember or the knowledge, you know, without any break during the period of transition, you know, you have to bear in mind the knowledge of God's existence. That's what it is. Shri Bhagavan Vacha, the Creator said, Aksharang Brahma Paramang Sabhava Adhyatma Uchiyate Bhuta Bhava Dhavakara Visargaha Karma Sangitaha. Aksharang Brahma Paramang. Brahma is Akshara. Akshara means which is immutable, which never increases, never decreases, never changes. So what is Brahma is immutable, that is supreme. Akshara is Akshara Paramang. Aksharang Brahma Paramang, the supreme Brahma is immutable. Sabhava Adhyatma Uchiyat. And the nature of that Brahma is called Adhyatma, is equal to the soul. His nature is like that, Adhyatma, or spiritual, because he has no body. He doesn't require space, time, or anything that space, time contain as bodies. He doesn't require them. So his nature is Adhyatma. Bhuta bhavat bhavakaro visargaha karma sangita. But his nature creates a sense of becomings. Bhuta bhavat bhavakaro visargaha karma sangita. And this becoming is always projected into activities with particular work. That's karma. Bhuta bhavat bhava karo. This nature of Brahma creates a sense of becoming. And this becoming is projected in manifestation with special actions. Adhibhutang sharabhava. Adhibhuta, which is superior to becoming, is a sense of mutation. Prior to becoming, you know, there is a feeling of mutation or a change here. Adhibhutang sharabhava. Purushaschadi daivatam. And Purusha means the will. The will is superior to fate. Will is superior to fate. The divine will is definitely superior to fate. It never talks about fate. It creates the fate. Purushaschadi daivatam. Adhiyagha ahamevatra dehe dehe britangbara. O the possessor of the best of forms, Arjuna, and here is adhyagaha. Adhyagaha means which creates activities in all. That is called adhyagaha. Yagaha jayanaha is adhyagaha. To work together is called yagaha. To work together in unison. As Joe said, to work in unison as a voluntary part of the total activity. And adhyagaha ahamevatra. And if you speak about that adhyagaha, which is superior to actions and create all these activities, it's me here. Because Krishna had a form. Dehe deha britangbara. O the possessor of the best of forms. Here he's talking to a person, but here it means human form. Is the best of forms in the whole world. Antakale cha mameva smaran muktva kalevaram yah prayati samad bhavang yati nasti atta sankshayaha. Antakale, at the end of the time, antakal, kala means time, anta means end. Antakale cha mameva smaran muktva kalevaram, he who remembers me and gives up his form, sap prayati sa antakale yah prayati, who moves like that, giving up his form in the end of time, samadbhavinyat, he goes my way, nastyatta sankshaha, and there is not a little doubt about it. Now don't think of dying if you give up your forms. I'll tell you about this as we proceed along chapters of Gita. Here is immortal things, because in the last of the seventh chapter, it has been told, you know he is Brahma, who, it's a tries because it's the end of Dwapara. There is no question of trying it, you know. But even then, the effort must be there to bring about a world without age and without death. So here, who gives up his form, Kalevara means form, by remembering me, and he surely comes to me without losing the form. And that makes the form immortal. Yang yang bapi smaran bhavang tijyatyante kalevaram tang tame vaitikantya sadatad bhava bhavitaha. One who becomes involved in certain kind of preoccupation of mind, mental preoccupation, you're thinking of something, he gives up his body and never comes to me, he goes only to scatter himself. By thinking of which you give up your form, you keep on thinking about that unless you come to form to think in a different way. You understand what I mean? Now let me make it clear. Now, everybody gives up his or her form. I'll always speak in masculine gender. Everybody gives us his form, you know, most of the time he leaps out of his form because he lives in his preoccupation. And he cannot change his preoccupation unless he comes back to his body. So he keeps on thinking about his own preoccupation. He cannot change it anymore. All the time. Therefore, tasmat, tasmat means therefore, hence, sarveshu kaleshu mamanusmara yudhyacha mair pitamana buddhir mame vaishya siya shamsham. Tasmat, hence, sarveshu kaleshu, each of your fleeting moments, mamanusmara, follow me. Anusmara means follow me, particle by particle. Anusmara. Yudhyacha. And fight on. Here the fight is not the physical fight. You didn't have to fight physically at all. You have to fight mentally so that you don't fall into complacency and fall from the memory of my existence. And you cannot get me completely unless you follow me part by part. It's hard to conceive me wholly in a single regard. You can only do that if you keep on following me part by part. Maya pitamana buddhi, and your mind and intelligence has been given to me, you know, or your mind and intelligence attach themselves to me. To me, not physically, but to my knowledge, which has no body, but it exists without body, right? Otherwise, nobody would seek it. It's the bodies which seek knowledge. Now, knowledge never seeks knowledge, it's there. Mame vayashashi. And mame vayashashi, without any doubt, try to become like me, right? Aspire to become like me, who hardly lives in a body, right? So your body won't bug you anymore. Avyasa yoga yuktena chetasana aniya gamina paramang purushang devang yati parthanu chintayam. Avyasa yoga yuktena is practice. You know, you have to practice so that you do not move away mentally from me. Don't move away mentally from me. And you can achieve it by practicing all the time not to move away from me. And if you do that, paramanga purushang divyang yati parthanu chintan, and by thinking me part by part, you will become paramanga purushang, the supreme will in your own forms. Divine supreme will. That you are going to gain by doing that. Kaving purana manushu shasitaramano raniyang samusharadiyah sarvasya dhataram achintya rupa madhitya varnang tamasah parastat. And if you do that, then it will agree with the poets who compose the puranas, that is mythologies. These are controlled or governed by the poets of the mythological period. Anu anamyangsa, and you have to think of it as you think a part of the atom. Who can do that? He can see that everything is held by that power which has got the color or the luminosity of sun. Sun has no color, you know, unless it is refracted. Just brightness, that's a source of light, you know. Who follows this as you just analyze an atom and find the electrons, you know. It is said here about electrons without naming. Ano anyangsam. You have to consider the part of an atom. Anu is an atom. Prayana kale manasa chalena bhaktiya yukta yogavalena chaiva bhruvar madhye pranam avishya samyak satvam parang purusham apaiti divyam. Prayana kale, in the period of transition, manasa chalena, holding mind, you know, in stillness, bhaktiya yukto yoga valena chaiva, and you become one through devotion and through yoga, because this is a period of transition. If you fall apart, it will break your body. Then you can't become immortal. Age, time will work upon your form as age. This is a deviation. So, pranakale, during the period of transition, you have to hold your mind in stillness, and through devotion and through the power of yoga. Yoga is not sitting like this, you know. Yoga is the ability to listen to me superphysically. It becomes clearer and clearer. Yeah. Chaiva bhruvar madhi pranava avishya samyak. Bhruvo means here. You bring your life here and not anywhere else. Rest of the body, you know, you don't feel. You have brought up your life right in here. I'll explain that, clarify this meaning later. Bhruvar madhye pranam avishya samyak, you know, within this brow, you bring up your life and possess it completely there, hold it completely there, samyak, satang parang purushamapeti divyam, and he becomes the supreme purusha, that the supreme will. You have to do it to the period of transition. When you have done that, it will become your nature. You needn't have to do it over and over again. It gets done automatically. You have to practice it in the beginning. Yadaksharang vedo vida vadanti bishanti yat yateo vitaragaha yadichanta brahmacharyam charanti tatya padang sangrahena pravakshye. Yadaksharang vedo vida, those vedavid, those who know Veda, knower of Veda, that is the knower of knowledge, what they call akshara, that is immutable, bishanti yat yatayo vitaraga, and those who are satiated and done with the world of ignorance and its pursuit of pleasures which bring only unhappiness and nothing else, and such people enter into it. The same thing. Yadichanta brahmacharyam charanti, and those who are brahmachari. Brahmachari doesn't mean you have to wear a white cloth, bob, without a kacha, that is, without this tail, you know, which you bring about, to wear that like a lungi, you know, and eat vegetables and wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning and work like an ass in a guru's ashram, right? That's not brahmacharya. Brahmacharya means Brahma, I have told you. Brahma is the supreme Brahma, you know, who moves in Brahma. Brahmachari means who moves in Brahma. Chari means moving, walking. Who moves in Brahma is called brahmachari. Yadichhan, the brahmachari free to move in Brahma without any consideration of sin, virtue, right, wrong, negative, positives. Beyond that, he moves in Brahma. Spontaneous knowledge, you know, being listened by the form who attains this all the time, you know, solving all questions and problems and reassuring the body that it is immortal. Brahma, tatte padang, I want you to get into that height, or into that seat, or into that place, whatever it is. Padang means the status. I want you to get into that status, Arjuna. Sarvadwarani sangyamya manor hidi niyudhya cha murdnaya adhiyam atmanah pranamasthito yogadharanam. Sarvadwarani sangyamya. You have to control all the doors through which you project yourself in the outside world as a manifestation, right? That is, whatever you see, you know, is nothing but your projection. So you have to close all the doors. Sarvadwarani sangyama manor hidi niyudhyacha, and you have to silence your mind and your feelings Not that it won't come, you know. It will come. It's later it's coming. It will try to come. Because it's a habit, you know, which we have been undergoing. Now this is to change this habit for a higher habit, you know, or a more comprehensive habit. This is not comprehensive, this is very partial. It can only cognize a billionth part of one's own existence. So, manorhiddhi, mind, hriddhi means heart, that is feelings, nirudhyacha, will have to be silenced. Manorhiddhi nirudhyacha, murdhnaya dhiyam atmanaha, murdhna. Murdhna means in the back of the throat, you know, this is called murdhna. I'll tell you the significance, you know, of physical description of places. Murdhna dhyam atmanaha, and in there you have to meditate upon the soul, pranam asthita yoga dharanam, and you hold your life only to achieve this. There is no other purpose. You stick to a life for yoga dharanam, only to conceive this, it will become clear. I'll have another reading of 8 chapters. Very difficult. Omitye kaksharang brahma biyaharan mamunsan ya prayatitya jandhyang sayyati paramangatim. Omitye kakshara brahma. Omitye kaksharang brahma. Om iti ekaksharang brahma. This om ekakshara means one sound, om. Om is a one sound, right? This is immutable sound. Om iti, om that, ekakshara brahma. Brahma represented by one single sound. Biyaharan, by invoking this powerful sound of Om, Mamanusmaran, and thinking of me part by part, you'll be able to look into the parts so fast that you'll become a complete picture. Mamanusmaran, yah prayatitya jangdeha, who goes by giving up his body, sayati paramangatim. He goes the supreme way. Now, giving up this body, you didn't have to kill the body by jumping off the Golden Gate Park, you know, Golden Gate Bridge, or by stabbing yourself, or by shooting through your ears, you know. It doesn't mean that. But you have given it up, you know, for the pleasure of that moment. The body remains. Sayyati paramangatim, he goes the supreme way. Ananya chetaha satatang yomang smarati nityashah tasyang sulabha partha nityuktasya yoginah. Ananya chetaha, without moving away from me, who thinks of me constantly, I become very cheap for him. Sulabha means cheap. You get me very quickly, very cheaply, you know. That's the only price you have to pay. Tasyang, for him, I am cheaply available, easily available here. Nitya yuktasya yoginah, who thinks of me, you know, all the time, no matter what he does, you can do that. Now, to cite an example, suppose you have got a debt to pay tomorrow, right? You are a businessman. You had been once on a time, and you had a commitment to pay tomorrow, and you haven't got the money, right? That's bugging you all the time. And yet, in spite of that, you are eating, you are talking to your friends, you are laughing, you know, but in the back of your mind it's always working there, right? Trying to find out, you know, some source to get the money to keep your commitment. It's just like that. So, by keeping your mind completely attached to me, Krishna is telling Arjuna, yeah, and you become a yogi by becoming one with me in mind, thinking about me. Mamu petiya punarjanma dukkhalam ashashatam napnubanti mahatmanah sangsiddhing paramangatah. Mamu petiya punarjanma means mam upetiya punarjanma. Rebirth, after getting me, there is no rebirth in which dukkhalam ashashatam, in which you are born is nothing but the house of suffering and very, very ephemeral, right? This world is very ephemeral. This world means their world, where there are deaths and births, you know, and nothing is stable. Nothing is stable. You can philosophize as much you like, but that won't give you joy, you know, of knowledge. That will only give you suffering of ignorance.
Mamu petiya punarjanma dukkhalam napnubanti mahatmanah sangsiddhin paramangatah.
And he becomes successful. After finding me, he becomes successful and never is reborn in an apparent world full of accidents and sufferings. Unreal world, a world founded on lies and fictions. He never gets birth into that world of suffering anymore.
Napnubandhi Mahatman.
And he goes paramangataha, the supreme way. He has already gone the supreme way. Has he died? Not at all. The form through which he did becomes happy and young.
Abrahma bhuvanallokaha punaravartina arjuna mam upetiyate kauntya punarjanma na vidyate.
There are many worlds. You can rise from one world to another world and you can go up to world of Brahma. But I stand behind the world of Brahma. Here Krishna is saying that. If you reach the world of Brahma, you will be reborn and you will fall. There is always a fall, you know, unless you sit on the top of it. Just on the top. Unless you get in the top, you can always slide backward. But once you find me, you have found the top and there is no return from there. It's a trip from which there is no return.
Sahasra yuga paryanta mahariyat brahmano viduhu ratring yo shasantrang teharatro vidho jana.
For Brahma, you know, 1,000 ages make one day a Brahma. 1,000 ages. What is an age? For every age, there are 4 steps. Satya, Treta, Dwapara, Kali. Like a wheel, you know, having 4 spokes, dividing the space in the wheel into 4 divisions. And here is absolute truth, and it begins to move in time like this, right? And each rotation is a yuga. When this comes to the top again, it's one yuga. But 4 steps, Satya, Treta, Dwapara, Kali, and 1,000 such yugas make one day a Brahma. And that is called Ya. And 1,000 such yugas go into making one Brahma's night. And he who knows one day a Brahma and one night a Brahma, he only knows a day and night, not all. He only knows one day and one night a Brahma, and not all, you know.
Avyakta advyaktaha sarvaha prabhavanti haragame ratri agame prelyante tatraiva avyakta sangage.
And how do you know is Brahma's day or Brahma's night? Because it's so long and with such ephemeral lives, you know, in which we are born, it's impossible to know even a part or a moment of Brahma's day or a moment of Brahma's night. Then what are the indications that, what are the indications that tells you that Brahma's day has begun? Okay.
Avyaktad vyaktaya sarvaha prabhavanti haragami.
And when the night of Brahma comes to an end and the day begins, then avyakta, what was incommunicable and unseizable, what was not knowledgeable, what was beyond the reach of knowledge, you know, begins to reveal themselves. Everything around you begin to reveal the purpose of their existence And they begin to communicate with you, the sun, the stars, the moon, the sky, the space, the time, the leaves, the everything, the waves, the ocean, the pool, the bacteria, viruses, the maggots, you know, and even political leaders, and all of them begin to reveal, you know, tell you, without being asked, they come and tell you, you know. And where they are coming from? Avyakta. All dumb. Everybody was dumb in this world, and most of them are still dumb except outside the family, you know. All these big guns are dumb like anything. So, when you see that you can begin to speak and express your feelings, right, then you know, avyakta. And they're all dumb. Now they have become, they can communicate from dumbness. You know, the day has started. And what happens at night? Though everything has started revealing right around you, when the night will come, everything will become dumb once again. They disappear in dumbness as they appear from dumbness, skimming out of the dumb world, right? We are being skimmed out of a dumb world, right? And after the day is over, we'll all become dumb, but we shall disappear. Bhutagramah sevayang bhutva bhutva pralyate ratyagame avashah partha prabhavati aharagame. And thus the bhutagrama, the becomings, you know, sevayang bhutva bhutva pralyate. These becomings, you know, are getting into pralaya. Pralaya means it's not destruction, it's the destruction of the world of ignorance. They think pralaya is the destruction, but pralaya means to become one with the preancient knowledge is called pralaya. And all these bhutas, you know, they are getting into the pralaya. You are all bhutas, you are getting into pralaya. You are getting into the possession of that pre-ancient knowledge. Bhutva ratyagame avashah partha. And at the night, they become overpowered for lack of Brahma's participation in conscious activity. He likes the unconscious, involuntary activities of apprehensive movement. Prabhavati haragame. And they become like this in the beginning of day of Brahma, that is in the dawn. Parastasmattu bhava anya avyakto avyakta sanatanah yah sarveshu bhuteshu nasyasu nabhinashyati. Parastasmattu, therefore, bhava anyatra avyakto avyakta sanatanah, there is something which is even more ancient than dumbness and expression. And when all becomings are destroyed, this faculty remains intact. Avyaktakshare ityuktastamahuhu paramangatim yang prapyana nivartante taddhama paramang mama. Avyakt, what I have told you about incommunicable, inexplicable, and the supreme movement, by getting into which you will never return, that is my supreme abode too. Now it's not so clear, but you have to give me time. Purushaha sa paraparta bhaktiya lavya tu ananyaya yasi antastani bhutani yena sarvam idang tatam. Purushaha sa paraparta. O partha, the son of art, addressing Arjuna. Purushaha sa paraha. He is a supreme personality, the supreme. Purusha sa parapartha bhaktya tu, who with constant devotion finds it, you know, and sees all becomings are below him. And though they are below that Supreme Personality, that personality is also the basis in which they become or on which they stand.
Yatra kale tuna abritti ma abritti chaiva yoginaha prayati yanta tat kalam bhakshyami Bharata shava.
O the best of Bharata, in that period when there is repetition and no repetition at the same time, is that period, you know, through which we are passing. English synonym. Jyoti means power of the source of light. My mother's name is Jyoti. Okay. Aha. Aha means day. Here, not the physical day or night. Not that it's night, 11 o'clock at night. That's not the physical night. It's a night of mind. All these are pertaining to the mental condition. Agni, Jyoti, day, aha means day. Shuklaha, that means clean, bright. Shanamasa Uttaranam, and the 6 months of the northern solstice. Tatra prayata gacchanti brahma brahma vidho janaha. And if you go that way, then you will become Brahmavid and feel the Brahma, you know, in all possible ways, in all ways, in every respect, in all respects.
Dhumuratis tatha Krishna shanmasa dakshinayam tatra chandramasang jyotir yogi prapya nivartat. Dhumo Ratri. Dhumo means smoke. Ratri means night. Smoke, night. Krishna means dark. Shukla and Krishna refers to the two phases of moon. Moon waxing and waning. When it's waxing, it's Krishna. When it's waning, it's Shukla.
Dhumo, smoke, night, and during that waxing phase of moon,
shanmasa dakshinayanam, and the 6 months of southern solstice,
tat who goes that way, you know, a yogi who moves that way, he can only get the luminosity of moon, you know, and there he ends. He cannot reach Brahma. He ends there. In the lunar region, he cannot go to the solar region, to the region of Brahma. Brahma is solar. Lunar is below him. And after going up to that, he stops.
Shukla Krishna gati hiyate jagataha shashvate mate ekaya yatim anaya vartate punaha.
And this eternal law of creation and maintenance moves through these two phases of Shukla and Krishna, that is waxing and waning phases. He moves through one and comes back through the other. It goes on and on.
Naita sriti partha janan yogi muhiyati kashchan tasma sarveshu kaleshu yoga yukta bhavarjuna.
So, a yogi who knows that you can go to the these two periods, you know, you don't freak out anymore, but you keep yourself attached to me all the time. Even if you are moving to the waxing period, you don't think that sometimes it happens to you, doesn't it? And you freak out because for lack of revelations, right? Nothing comes, right? You don't hear anything and you freak out. Udit freaked out so many times in my classicals. Now he's a freak out now, you know, therefore his question doesn't arise. But but it happens, isn't it? Sometimes you hear and sometimes you don't. And when you don't hear, you know, it's a waxing period. You can go up to the lunar phase and then you'll come back, right? But when you come back, you go to the northern solstice, right? And you begin to listen and become ecstatic. Isn't that true? You understand what I mean? So you see that in application, right? It will become clearer in the next reading. I'm moving fast because, you know, I'm just like a professor, you know, who has little time to go through his course before exam, right? And if you don't understand anything, okay, you just, I'll tell you later, you know. But he never does. But I will. That's the only difference. I'll make it clear like anything. This is, look, you don't speak Sanskrit, right? That's the whole trouble. These needs, Sanskrit, derivation, all these things. If I go into that, it will take such a long time. So I'm in the next reading, I'm going to read. You don't expect to have height before 4 readings of Gita. You'll see your bodies are gone. By the 4 times I read it, you'll see none of you has any body. None of you have any body. Yeah. But the bodies will stay. You can see, you know, all bodies are staying and becoming more and more beautiful. So, a yogi who knows that never flips, you know, if he gets into the, yeah, into the solstice, you know, on the southern solstice. Never fixes up. Waits, you know, it's not going to last. Vedeshu yagyeshu tapasu chaiva daneshu yat punya phalang pradishtam atiyati tat sarvamidang viditva yogi parang sthanam upaiti chadyam. Vedeshu. In the world of knowledge, by reading Vedas, and you know a lot, Vedesu, Yagyeshu, and by performing Yagga, by getting lots of people together to work in unison, right? That's called Yagga. Tapasu, and by going through austerity, Daneshu, and through charity, the virtue you can acquire, you know, the virtues that have been referred to in doing all these things, you know, in scripture, in Sanskrit scripture you'll find that if you do this, there are virtues attached to it, and you will enjoy that. So, Vedeshu Yagyeshu Tapasu Chaiva, by reading Vedas and knowing it, Yagyeshu, and by performing the rites of Vedas, that is Yagga too. According to Vedas, if you perform the rites, and according to Vedas, if you make charity, not the foundation, or the charity of the United States government, right? It always makes charity with a string attached to it. It's not charity. When you want something in return, it's definitely not charity. Yeah. And all the benefits or the virtues, you know, they have been shown in Sanskrit scripture, you know, in performing all these things. This exceeds all of them. Therefore, a yogi is the best thing to become. A yogi, I'll tell you what is a yogi, you know, in Shiva's language, not in the language of Vyasa. Vyasa is Shiva, but he's talking at the end of Dwapara. But Shiva is in the beginning, the same thing, but the expressions are so clear. Atiyatita. And a yogi, you know, exceeds all of these by far and attains, you know, the position of the beginner. He begins. He attains the position of the beginner. I want you to do that, Arjuna. Now, iti shi Mahabharate, here ends in Mahabharata of 100,000 verses of synthesis by Vyasa, who knows Veda, that is knowledge, and who divided it. Vyasa is diameter. Shrimad Bhagavad Gita Supanishadsu, in the Upanishad, called Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Brahma Vidyayang, in the knowledge of Brahma, Yoga Shastra, in the performance of yoga, you know, Sri Krishna Arjuna Sangbade, through the dialogue between Krishna and Arjuna, Akshara Brahma Yoga Nama Ashtamadhyayaha. This is the 8th chapter known as Akshara Brahma, that is, immutable Brahma. Therefore, this chapter is so heavy and difficult. I will take up this chapter the next time I start. I'll take up this chapter. Today, so many things have happened, right? And I'm really not in such a high mood, you know. I'm in the southern solstice at this moment, myself. Yeah. This chapter is pretty heavy, you know. It makes you feel that you are going to die. If I do that properly, believe me, it makes you feel like that. The Gita always, you know, makes you feel like that, but it never tells you die. It tells you, jara marana mokshaya mamashitya, to redeem, you know, the world from age and death, who makes an effort under me, you know, he becomes, he's a Nwara Brahma too.
Boo!